Kaya Biz with Kgoletho Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Well, many of us have been enjoying the luxury of being on level one of the lockdown, affording us the opportunity to travel, to spend time with friends, family and loved ones, participate in corporate events where we can interact again with many of our peers. But this does not mean that we need to let our guard down, especially when it comes to minimizing the rate of COVID-19 infections. But as has been predicted by many scientists, and of course, in terms of forecasting these cycles and the waves of this particular pandemic, South Africa and Gauteng specifically does look set to struggle and be beleaguered by tragic concerns around the rise or expectations of a fourth wave of the pandemic. Expectations are that it might hit the province of Gauteng as early as the end of November, which again could pose the increased risk of having tighter and stricter lockdowns. To help us unpack what this could mean and of course the expectations on the economy, we're joined on the line by Dr. Azad Jameen, Director and Chief Economist of Econometrics. Dr. Jameen, always good to touch base with you, and thank you so much for making time, sir.
Pleasure, Google, and hello to your listeners.
Indeed. I guess we're still finding ourselves with this vaccination rollout program in South Africa that has slightly slowed down in the midst of level one of a lockdown, increased socializing and activity that's taking place in our economy. Where does one begin? I guess the question that I'm trying to pose to you is that as things stand right now, let's reflect firstly on what the outcomes and the impact on the economy has been given the slow reopening of the lockdown restrictions.
It's been very interesting to see how much of the what proportion of the economy has been affected by the different waves. And the first wave affected 42% of the economy, of our GDP. The second wave, 3%, and the third wave, 3%. So that gives you an order of magnitude and tells you that the second and third waves, in terms of the impact on the economy, have been far, far lighter than what we had in the middle of last year following the strict lockdown. And that should provide some sense of hope that if there is a wave, it shouldn't be too damaging for the economy. The main sectors that feel the pinch seem to be restaurants and hospitality industry and tourism. The rest of the economy has been relatively unaffected by the second and third waves of the economy.
And I guess that's the impact, as you say. It's not necessarily the wave of infections, but it's the impact of the lockdown restrictions and what impact that has on certain sectors.
That's right. And it's the lockdown restrictions, especially this time. You know, last year it affected the tourism industry. A lot of people had to cancel their holidays, and that's where it hit us most. But remember, that only lasted for 1 or 2 months, and then the economy returned to normal. And in many instances, there's a bit of a catch-up that takes place. Right now, I think we're experiencing a bit of a catch-up with a lot of people traveling to take advantage of the fact that lockdown restrictions have been eased.
So the potential of a fourth wave, what could this spell for South Africa's economy?
Well, as I mentioned, even if it does come, I think it'll again probably affect your tourism and restaurant sectors, but relatively little else. I think what affects us in a way indirectly far more is what happens to lockdown restrictions internationally, because that affects our exports, it affects commodity prices, and that's where we've benefited this year. We've benefited from the fact that many of the leading economies have vaccinated high proportions of their populations, so there's been a return to normal economic activity, and as a consequence of that, our exports have soared and commodity prices have risen sharply, and that has been a boon for the South African economy. It has rescued us in many respects.
Some might say that that's a part of the cycle, but we certainly needed the tourism and hospitality sector to come back on board in full swing.
You're right, but just remember that we're talking here about 3 to 5% of the economy. There's another 95 to 97% of the economy, especially, say, the mining sector, which has been booming as a result of high commodity prices. You know, so one needs to put all these issues into perspective.
And that's quite important, because I guess then that helps us identify the easy wins or the sectors that will continue to propel South Africa's growth in the short to medium term.
That's right. And there are some other sectors that have actually benefited from COVID-19, certainly your technology sector and has benefited. And, you know, there are pockets elsewhere. Funny enough, you know, we talk about restaurants. Well, fast foods, for example, are turning over far more than they did prior to the onset of COVID, because people have changed their eating habits. And so, you know, that is one sector that's actually doing very well relative to where it was before. That's just one example. There are many others that one can probably find.
And I'm intrigued by that. It certainly does give us some of our homework to do in terms of finding these opportunities and growth stories.
From an investment point of view, there's no doubt that that is the secret. And they're perverse ones. For example, you know, you had a residential building boom of where demand for, you know, the ability to work from home suddenly soared. And you had a surge, for example, in certain types of furniture and appliances and in certain building materials for a while. But now that's died off again as COVID has started fading. So, again, one's got to also differentiate between short-term and longer-term benefits and costs.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, Dr. Jameen, we're well aware that the risks are there. We might struggle in the short term, specifically when it comes to the tourism and hospitality sector, but that doesn't mean that all is lost.
That's correct. And that's, I think, the important message. I think there are far more challenging issues in the longer term, issues such as climate change and environmental factors, and also global monetary and fiscal policy that have been exceptionally expansionary and might now have to start contracting. Those are because of higher inflation and supply shortages that have emerged. Those are having a far greater indirect impact on the South African economy than I think what a fourth wave would have.
And in the, I guess, upcoming MT medium-term budget policy statement that we anticipate from the finance minister, any surprises that we should anticipate there?
Well, here the main theme that people are quite encouraged by is the fact that the South African economy has performed quite a lot better than was expected at the beginning of the year when the February budget was drawn up. And so the government's revenues collections have been far better than had been anticipated. And so the budgetary parameters might not be anywhere near as bad as had been budgeted. They're going to be a lot better. How much, you know, is the big question. And obviously issues such as a fourth wave are relevant in that regard, because if you believe that the impact is going to be very big on the economy, then of course the government's budgets will be much more conservative. But if they are more upbeat about the chances of, you know, the fourth wave not materializing, or even if it does materialize, not having a huge impact on the economy, then one may well see budgetary parameters fairly upbeat and not as threatening as they were in February last year.
Well, we certainly hope so, and you're quite right. Lots for us to unpack and analyze, and a really refreshing perspective that all is not lost, particularly in the short to medium term, and the long-term growth prospects are still there. Of course, more work that needs to be done, I guess, in terms of some of the reforms, but it does seem as though we have benefited from certain aspects of economic growth. Dr. Jameen, a great pleasure having you with us this evening, and thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. Good. Go well.
Take thank care, you. Sir. That's Dr. Azza Jameen. He's the Director and Chief Economist at Econometrics.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959. On the streets, on the air.